all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industrial leading VPN that anonymizes my IP address to help avoid ISP or government spying. Plus, it prevents hackers or snoopers and maybe even stalkers from seeing my online activity. I highly recommend Virtual Shield 1 because you can get 67% off, folks. Lifetime discount with 60 days free right now across unlimited devices by going to Virtual Shield 1, the link below. Let's get to the meat and bones of this, meat and potatoes. I wrote down some notes here. I just got off with Juan, and I got to tell you, it's exactly what I thought it was. Distraction, distraction, distraction. Is Israel going to be the new Ukraine? Well, first of all, I want to give props to Bo Pony. Bo Pony, you got props. You nailed it to the day, and so did Juan. Juan talked about 107 day. He's been saying 107 day for the longest time. So these dates and calendar, these calendar dates are very important, and numbers are very important to these globalists. Now, I have to form everything as a question here and make it sound like I'm asking. So there are reports of Hamas going door to door in neighborhoods, house to house, butchering families. I have not got validation on that. I'm hearing that it is true, though, from a lot of sources. So I'm not trying to make light of this situation. I am not trying to be insensitive. Please understand that I take this very seriously. My heart and my prayers do go out for Israel and the people that are suffering right now. I'm just trying to look at the bigger picture. I'm trying to bring light to the bigger picture because I believe this is a chess game and we're all pieces of this chess game, even countries. They're used as proxy, right? Question mark? Okay. So the world is all a stage, as we know, and we knew that they need some kind of distraction, some kind of smoke and mirrors for what's to come next. Why? Well, they're laying the groundwork. I have to say it like this. Are they laying the groundwork for World War IV? You don't want to call it World War III. You want to call it World War IV, Juan tells me. Is this war going to be, and I'm asking it as a question, is this a war that even now conservatives are going to get behind? Is this going to be what conservative politicians get behind now? Is this going to be like their Ukraine? Question mark. I'm asking. So this is going to be the defining question for the new, for the presidential candidates going into 2024. For this next election cycle. Look very closely at who will be pushing to fund this. Who's going to be the one that's, we need to fund Israel. We need to get behind Israel. Or are they going to run on defusing the situation? There's a big difference. Are they going to run on funding it or defusing it? That's a big question. That's going to be a very important question coming into this election. Is it somebody's intent to make Israel the new Ukraine? I mean, the land war in Ukraine is ending. So could we say now they need to light another fire to get things going, to perpetuate us into more wars and distractions? How much money will be sent to Israel now? Now, how much are they going to need? I'm asking the questions here. But you know where I'm going with this. By the way, they're all answered on ninoscorner.tv. I'll be putting the Juan video up tomorrow. There's no way in hell I'm putting that up on YouTube. No way in hell. And guess what, folks? Rumble is starting to do some real sketchy, shady stuff like I said they would. Congress is going to look into the China side of the Biden scandal. It was starting to heat up. So that's where they were headed. And now with the whole Speaker of the House in jeopardy, time to throw some distractions out. It's time for no better time than now. Now that Ukraine is drawing to a close, kind of. The land war, at least on Ukraine, is drawing to a close. Time for another distraction. Even though Ukraine is not even over, The land war is all but over, but it will escalate to air and missile war, from what I'm hearing. Air and missile war. If we stand with Israel, what about the Palestinians that have migrated here? Will they retaliate? That's a big question for me. That's answered on ninoscorner.tv. Distractions are needed at this time as we figure out who will be the next speaker and move forward with very important hearings. Biden just a few days ago gave billions for an exchange for a prisoner release. I didn't know about this. They're also trying to bait Putin into a larger scale war. So this all can go the desired direction, which is, well, is it going to go nuclear? I don't know. I'm having to ask these questions like this on YouTube. It, trust me, folks, it pisses me off. And I wasn't expecting to do this today. I wanted to enjoy the game with my friends. That's what I wanted to do. And yeah, I know UT lost. I get it. Funny. I'm not emotionally invested. I like to watch a good. I'm very happy that it was a good game. Thanks, Redline. Guys, thanks for the super chat, by the way. That I'm doing this on my time off, by the way. So today was the last Sabbath day, of this particular festival when Israel was most vulnerable. And now, basically, 10-7-23, 107 day, big number for them. What do they hope to achieve with these attacks? Well, Hamas, by their action, just gave Israel a circumstance and everything they need now to go into the Gaza and wipe them out. Basically, they don't need anything else. It's kind of like being Mike Tyson and you're a midget and you go up and punch him in the stomach and now he has the right to just mop the floor with you. Same thing. Now they just gave them, basically just signed their death warrant from the way I understand it. And now they're not going to be restrained. Israel's not going to be restrained. They're going to go all in. But it's going to play out for months and months and months and they're going to need a lot of money. Money, 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 money. And a lot of conservative politicians, all politicians, oh, well, you know what we need to do now? We have just got to get behind Israel. They're our allies. We cannot take any of this. More distractions. And folks, I'm not making light of the situation. I'm just asking questions. Seems logical to me, right? So where is this headed? It's another fire, another distraction as we go into Red October. And there's going to be many, many more. This is going to heat up. It's going to escalate. It's going to get bigger and badder and hotter and nastier. I'm concerned with what politicians are going to get behind this. I already saw Kerry Lake put something out, and I'm like, wow, okay, interesting. I am going to refrain from going all in and bashing anybody at this moment. I'm going to wait to see how this plays out. I like Kerry Lake. I think she's one hell of a politician. I think she's one hell of a leader, and I think she'd be a great vice president. So I'm going to refrain from going all in on her right now, but I'm going to see how this plays out because I'm looking at the politicians who are going to defuse the situation, not escalate it and fund it. There's a big difference. Do I get a thumbs up on this? Do I get a thumbs up on what? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? That's the best I can say for YouTube. You know, and I'm trying not to get myself in trouble here with, I know there's going to be a lot of conservative podcasters that are going to go ballistic on this and say, it's time, you know, complete reactionary, not looking at the big picture here, not looking at the whole battlefront, not understanding the war that's being played here, you know, not taking time to think about the next chess move. Instead, they just make a move like it's checkers. No. I'm saying let's think about this. Who's really pulling the strings? Who's behind all this? I'm asking those questions on ninoscorner.tv with Juan. I just finished the interview. It's a great interview. I had to end it early because my computer was dying, but we got a good 40 to 50 minutes in, I think. And I think it was good. But I tried to ask all the questions, and sometimes it's hard to pull Juan in, and because his mind is he has a genius mind, it goes in different directions, and then, you know, I lose my train of thought. But, you know, it just is what it is. I think the most important thing we should get out of this, because we're not going to stop it. We're not stopping the escalation. We already knew all the escalation was going to happen. What's the important lesson from this? Let's see who runs on defusing it, not escalating it, not funding it, but defusing it. Let's see how we defuse this situation. That's as safe as I can play right now for YouTube. I got to be careful for how I go about this, because I think the community guidelines are going to get really wacky with YouTube. So I got to be real careful with this. I think that this is everything that everyone talked about. This is about the escalation. Like I've always said, Red October, and folks, it's only the 7th. It's only the 7th. This is going to continue, and it's going to go all the way through the next year, folks. I hope you're getting your gold and silver. I hope you're stocking up in food and water. I hope you're preparing, because we're in an uncharted waters, in an unsure environment, and this is where we have to be eyes and ears open, being very mindful. You know, what about our country? What about America? What about securing our borders? It's okay to, what about what happened in Hawaii, in Lahaina, huh? What about that? Don't we care about our country? Nah. Send the money elsewhere. Send it elsewhere. Our borders are being ransacked and pillaged right now. Who's coming here? You don't even know. I don't even know. The Border Patrol doesn't even know. ICE doesn't even know. Now, I've been told people are being tracked and traced for the coming mass deportation that I keep hearing about. That this, when on the big turnaround, but we're not protecting our own country, but we have to fund and protect others? Question mark. We're chopped liver. Man, we're really in it now, folks. And now Israel has just entered the arena. So what next? I'm going to go downstairs and hang out with my friends for a little bit. I appreciate you all tuning in. Go to ninoscorner.tv. I finished the interview. It'll be up. I'm going to put it up tomorrow, so you'll have some time to get over there. Tomorrow evening, I'll put it up. I have Death by Deception up right now with Tim Ray, talking about these and what happened in 2020 and some facts, and to give you all some hope. It's a very hopeful interview. I'm doing my best to provide for you folks, because you all have given me a life, given me my life back, because, like, you know, I was very lost, depressed, drinking. I'm coming on 3 years and 10 months sober. Also give the Fallen State channel some love, the Fallen State with Jesse. I did an interview with him, and I think it's pretty good. It's an awkward interview, as I was not expecting this interview. The Fallen State, go to it. My interview with Jesse, I walked in blind to that interview. I'll tell you that right now. I walked in blind. Oh, boy. I don't know whether to be embarrassed about that interview or not, but it is what it is. It's pretty funny. Also, The Drop. Go to The Drop on YouTube. I haven't uploaded on there for a while because I've been so busy with what's happening with world events that I haven't been able to pay attention to the social decline of humanity recently, but I will get back up there and start dropping some videos on The Drop, baby. But go to the Fallen State with Jesse, check out that interview. Go to ninoscorner.tv and check out the Wano Saving video. I appreciate all your super chats. Thanks, Anthony Hummer. I've seen you before. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm gonna get downstairs and go meet my friends and try to relax. I did my part. I got the interview out of the way. That'll be up tomorrow evening. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I hope I gave you some news on what's going on. I think I got my fingers on the pulse. Defuse, not fund. defuse, not escalate. That's the key here, because we're not going to stop the escalation. We're not going to stop this, the globalist games that are being played right now. But we can see what politicians, what they run on coming into this election, and keep a calm, a cool head and a calm mind on what's to come. So, all right, folks, I'm out. Later. I hope that helped somewhat. Peace.